Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Reset Your Voice, The Foundation Vocal Method by Keegan De Boheme is a contemporary vocal instruction book for singers who want a clearer, more practical route into range, power, and vocal control. Rather than presenting singing through dense classical terminology, it organizes voice training around the foundation vocal method, a system associated with De Boheme as a singer and voice teacher. The book is best understood as applied singing pedagogy for popular vocal styles, especially for readers who have struggled with high notes, register transitions, vocal strain, or inconsistent tone. Its purpose is not to provide a broad history of singing technique, but to translate technical issues such as vowel shaping, resonance, placement, and register coordination into usable steps. Based on available descriptions, the book emphasizes simplicity, repeatability, and direct application. It is positioned for self-directed singers, as well as students supplementing lessons, with particular appeal to those confused by abstract online vocal advice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a practical reset of confusing vocal terminology into usable singing actions. A central feature of Reset Your Voice is its attempt to make vocal technique less dependent on specialized vocabulary and more dependent on sensations and repeatable choices. Many singers encounter terms such as compression, support, mix, placement, and resonance without understanding what action those terms require. De Boheme appears to address this by using simplified language and by connecting technical ideas to practical singing outcomes. This matters because vocal learning is often blocked not by lack of effort, but by unclear instructions. A student may be told to support more or sing from the diaphragm, yet still have no reliable way to change the sound. The foundation vocal method is presented as a corrective to that problem, reducing the gap between concept and execution. The book, therefore, functions as a translation tool as much as a technique manual. And its value lies in identifying what singers are actually doing when they strain, flip, push, or lose tone, then offering a more concrete adjustment. This makes it particularly relevant for self-taught singers who have gathered fragments of advice from videos, lessons, and courses, but have not formed a coherent system. The reset in the title reflects a reorganization of vocal thinking, not merely a set of exercises. Secondly, vowel modification as a mechanism for accessing higher notes with less force. One of the most distinctive themes associated with the foundation vocal method is vowel modification. In singing, vowels are not only linguistic shapes, they also affect resonance, ease, and the way the voice behaves across pitch ranges. Reset Your Voice places this idea at the center of high note production. The practical reasoning is that a singer who tries to carry a spoken vowel unchanged into a higher register may create excessive tension, lose resonance, or feel forced to push. By adjusting the vowel shape, the singer can align the vocal tract more efficiently with the pitch and register being used. This does not mean disguising every lyric or abandoning musical expression. It means recognizing that the sung version of a vowel often needs to be acoustically adapted. The book appears to treat this as a learnable systematic skill rather than a vague advanced trick. That emphasis differentiates it from instruction that frames high notes mainly as a matter of bravery, breath pressure, or raw strength. Vowel modification also gives readers a concrete diagnostic tool. If a note becomes strained only on certain words or vowel sounds, the problem may be less about range itself and more about the shape being carried into that part of the voice. Thirdly, register coordination through chest, head, and mixed voice clarity. Reset Your Voice also addresses the problem of register coordination, especially the common difficulty of moving between chest voice, head voice, and mixed voice. For many singers, these terms become sources of confusion because they are used differently across teachers and styles. The practical issue, however, is consistent singers often experience a break, flip, shouty tone, or weak upper range when they cannot coordinate register shifts smoothly. De Boheme's approach appears to explain these registers in accessible terms and connect them to real singing tasks, such as bridging the passaggio, sustaining higher notes, and keeping power without excessive weight. The importance of this topic is that range expansion is rarely achieved by simply pulling the lower voice higher. That strategy may produce temporary volume, but it often increases fatigue and instability. A more workable method involves learning how the voice can change balance while preserving intensity. The book's discussion of mixed voice is likely aimed at this practical middle ground, neither a disconnected light head voice nor an overdriven chest voice. By framing register work as coordination rather than mystery, the method gives singers a structured way to understand why some notes feel secure while neighboring notes collapse. This supports both technical reliability and stylistic flexibility. Fourthly, reducing vocal strain by reframing pressure, placement, and effort. A recurring promise of the book's method is the reduction of vocal strain, especially on demanding material. This is significant because strain is not only uncomfortable, it can also distort tone, shorten practice time, and make singers distrust their upper range. Reset Your Voice appears to treat strain as a sign of inefficient coordination rather than as a necessary cost of powerful singing. Available descriptions connect the method with ideas such as back pressure, vocal placement, and more efficient shaping of the voice. The practical significance of a term like back pressure is that it can be easier for some singers to understand than more clinical or ambiguous descriptions of compression. Instead of encouraging brute force, the concept points toward a controlled resistance that helps the voice stay connected without being squeezed. Placement likewise offers a way to think about where the sound feels organized, though responsible vocal pedagogy should avoid treating sensation as an exact anatomical map. The book's contribution is to make these ideas operational if the voice tires quickly, cracks under load, or becomes hoarse after high singing. The answer is not simply to try harder. The singer must adjust how pressure, vowel shape, and resonance are interacting. This makes strain reduction a technical priority rather than an afterthought. Lastly, popular style vocal application with attention to power, range, and realism. The book is positioned especially well for singers working in contemporary genres where power, range, and tonal intensity are valued. References around the foundation vocal method often mention rock, metal, and other demanding popular styles, though the underlying principles can apply more broadly. This focus matters because many traditional singing books are either oriented toward classical training or speak in generalities that do not address the specific pressures of amplified modern singing. A vocalist trying to sing high, bright, intense material needs more than a generic reminder to relax. They need to understand how vowels, registration, resonance, and control pressure combine to create a strong sound without unnecessary pushing. Reset Your Voice appears to supply that bridge between technique and stylistic use. At the same time, its practical orientation suggests a limitation reader seeking a comprehensive academic treatment of vocal anatomy, classical repertoire, or medically detailed voice science may need additional resources. The book's strength is not exhaustive theory, but a focused working method. It is most useful when treated as a framework for experimentation and discipline practice, rather than as a guarantee that every vocal issue can be solved through reading alone. For complex pain, persistent hoarseness, or diagnosed voice injury, professional medical or specialized voice support remains essential. In conclusion, Reset Your Voice is best suited to singers who want a direct, technique-centered explanation of how to sing with more range, ease, and control. It will likely benefit self-taught vocalists, students frustrated by inconsistent lessons, and singers in contemporary styles who need clearer tools for high notes. Register transitions and reducing strain. Its practical benefit is that it gives readers a vocabulary of action: modify the vowel, coordinate the register, manage pressure, and observe how the sound changes. Its intellectual benefit is that it organizes scattered vocal concepts into a more coherent method, making it easier to understand why certain common instructions fail when they remain too abstract, compared with many singing books. Its differentiating feature is its emphasis on accessible explanations of specific mechanisms, especially vowel modification and formant-related thinking, rather than broad encouragement or generalized musicianship advice. It also stands apart from highly traditional pedagogy by focusing on the realities of popular vocal production, where singers often seek power and intensity without classical framing. Readers should approach it as a practical guide, not a substitute for individualized feedback or medical voice care. Within its category, it stands out by aiming to simplify difficult vocal concepts without removing their technical relevance. If you would like to support Keegan de Bohème, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.